Proclamation number 5146 of 8th of June, 1951. Status: souls after death. Light, twilight, darkness. Nothing remains hidden. Everything will be revealed on the last day. Consider, you humans, that you will have to answer to God's judgment seat when you enter the kingdom of the beyond, when your soul has left your body, when your last day has come. And the eternal judge decides your fate in eternity. The eternal judge gives every soul what it has earned and truly judges according to justice. And blessed are those who are surrounded by a glow of light, who can show deeds of love which cover them in a ray of light which makes their degree of maturity recognizable. Blessed are those who sought the truth and thereby betrayed their striving towards God. Blessed are those who endeavored to fulfill God's will, who stand in the right relationship as children with the Heavenly Father and are therefore accepted by Him and taken into His kingdom. But what darkness surrounds the souls which are devoid of all love? These, too, are widely recognizable, for they stand before God's judgment seat gray and lightless, in greatest poverty, and their darkness characterizes their loveless life, their unbelief and their affiliation to Satan, and they turn away from God and seek to flee from Him. They don't recognize Him, but they fear the one who wants to judge them for their deeds, and it becomes increasingly darker in them and around them, and an exceedingly meager and charmless region takes them in where they feel unhappy and rebel against their fate which, however, has justly affected them. And again souls stand in light twilight, they are unable to recognize anything, yet they are not tormented by extreme darkness, yet they lack light. They long for it and cannot find their way into their surroundings, although every now and then a slight twilight plays around them, which they push towards in their distress. These souls have not been bad, but they have been careless on earth and have neglected to provide themselves with a bright, shining garment through deeds of love. They lived thoughtlessly, did nothing bad, but also nothing good. Their faith was dead and they did not think of their souls and now arrive miserably in the spiritual kingdom, fearing darkness and wanting to escape from it by anxiously striving towards the light, while the souls of darkness flee the light, although darkness is also torment for them. But they cannot tolerate light in their state until they have changed their will. Every soul is considered according to law and justice. For no soul can conceal its nature, because the whole way of life lies openly and clearly before God's eye, and the spiritual kingdom does not allow any concealment of the actual nature, because all of the human beings' deeds on earth create the state of light or darkness itself, and therefore every soul is recognizable and also where it belongs. Have mercy on the souls which are still in twilight, for a loving prayer from you can already bring about a change for them. For this signifies a flash of light, it signifies a small grant of strength and the right guidance of their will, and only the love of people or beings of light brings them salvation from their unhappy situation, which they feel unusually hard and would like to improve. The souls of darkness also need your help, but in their obduracy they often reject such help. Yet unceasing intercession for such a soul will not remain without success, for it is like a flow of strength which touches these souls and which they feel beneficially. But you humans don't know in which kingdom you should look for your loved ones, and therefore you do well to remember everyone with love, even those who are still imprisoned by the kingdom of darkness. You should diligently intercede. You should remember all your loved ones who have passed away, You should know that they all still need much strength and sincerely thank you for such an influx of strength which a prayer of love means for them. Through this you will remain in constant contact with the people who are close to you and will also experience their concern for you as soon as they have awakened from their spiritual lethargy, as soon as they have understood that their twin can make up for much in the kingdom of the beyond, where love is also the only means of salvation and the souls willing to help can advance in order to leave the kingdom of darkness and twilight into the kingdom of light. You humans, help them, for they need your help because they're too weak-willed on their own and God's love and justice can only give them such abundance of light they've acquired through their way of life on earth. But you can give them light as soon as you remember those in need with a loving heart and want to help them. Amen.